USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A suspect allegedly behind the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, is appearing in federal court. An explosion killed all 270 people on board, including 190 Americans. The Justice Department has led a decades-long effort to bring the alleged bomb maker to justice. After protests in November, COVID restrictions are changing once again in China.
China may be on the verge of lifting its most stringent COVID restrictions. An app that tracks people's travel between cities and provinces has been shut down. This comes after last week's announcement that China is ending things like near-constant testing and open-ended lockdowns. I'm Richard Johnson.
Senator Joe Manchin says he respects Senator Kyrsten Sinema's decision to leave the Democratic Party. However, he isn't going to follow in her footsteps.
I'll look at all of these things. I've always looked at all those things. But I have no intention of doing anything right now. I mean, whether I do something later, I can't tell you what the future's going to bring.
The West Virginia Democrat spoke to reporters on Capitol Hill. Sinema of Arizona announced on Friday that she had registered as an independent 4 years after being elected as a Democrat. A new poll from Quinnipiac finds the highest inflation since the 1980s is making holiday budgeting even tougher. It says nearly half of middle-class Americans have less in savings than a year ago, and about 40% plan to spend less on gifts this year. Only about 8% say they plan to spend more. Week 14 of the NFL season wraps up with the New England Patriots visiting the Cardinals for Monday Night Football in Glendale, Arizona. Both teams are looking to snap two-game losing streaks. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 on ESPN. USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
A new study is linking certain types of screen time with OCD in children. A study published in the Journal of Adolescent Health followed about 9,200 children between the ages of 9 and 10. Researchers found each additional hour of playing video games increased the risk of OCD by 13%, and each additional hour of watching videos upped their risk by 11%. A second anti-government protester in Iran was hung from a crane after being convicted of waging a war against God. The protests in Iran have grown since Mahsa Yamini died while in morality police custody. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is explaining how the U.S. is supporting the protesters.
We have had a drumbeat of announcements relative to sanctions against those who are perpetrating these gross human rights abuses and this repression. We haven't just done so ourselves. We have coordinated and aligned with other countries around the world, building an international chorus of condemnation against what is happening.
At least one person is injured after a shooting at the grounds of a mall in Louisville, Kentucky on Monday. A heavy police presence arrived at Jefferson Mall as the victim was taken to a local hospital. Police say the scene is secure and an investigation is ongoing. People are being asked to avoid the area. Thanks for listening and follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.